Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hey, have you thought about moving out of Illinois? I can't tell you how many people say that. I want to get out of this state. I want to go somewhere where the taxes are lower. Jeff Ostrowski is with Bankrate. I'm sure you hear that as well, right, Jeff?
Yeah. And speaking of taxes, that is one of the metrics that we looked at as we were ranking states in our annual best and worst states to retire list.
So Jeff is a Bankrate analyst, and they came up with a list of the U.S. states where your retirement dollars stretch further. Can you tell us if Illinois, let me guess, is Illinois in the top 10, 20, or 30, or 40?
No, Illinois ranked it a bit higher than I expected. Illinois was 16th on the list. And affordability is actually a strong point for Illinois just because we're comparing states against one another. So obviously places like California and Hawaii and New York are going to rank lower on affordability. Illinois ranks pretty well in affordability. It was some of the other factors that dragged the state's overall ranking down. So things like weather and crime. Illinois ranked fairly well. I don't know that people necessarily think of Illinois as a retirement destination, but it's certainly not a terrible place to land. And in terms of the variety of factors that we looked at for our index.
When it comes to retirement destinations, I think most people want to go south where it's warmer, but the Midwest, does that rank second on the list of places where people like to retire?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know where people are retiring. I mean, obviously Florida and Arizona are sort of the stereotypical places for people to move to in retirement. So we were just sort of looking at the existing climate in both the actual physical climate, but also the economic climate, the public health. So we weren't necessarily looking at which states are most popular among retirees, but just among the factors that would be that would be prioritized by retirees, which states do well. And Florida came out number one on our list. Georgia was number two. Alaska was number 50 just because of cost of living up there and weather. Surprisingly, a lot of Midwest states did well. Michigan came in at number three on our survey, and Michigan was boosted this year because of a pretty significant tax cut that the state legislature and the governor put through earlier this year. But many of the other Midwestern states were pretty close. So Illinois was 16th, and Indiana, Wisconsin, Iowa were all in that same range as well.
Interesting, because most people in the Midwest always want to go someplace warmer. But when you do factor in the best states to, you know, flee to retire to based on finances to make your dollars stretch further, that's probably much different than places that might have better health care or a richer cultural life or a better temperature or lower crime rate or, you know, likelihood of natural disasters. You know, I mean, yes, we have tornadoes here, but we certainly don't have to endure hurricanes like Florida. So give me the top five. You said Florida, Georgia, Michigan. Round out the top five for me.
I'm sorry, I've got to call up my list because I should have these off the top of my head.
And obviously, Alaska being the worst because, you know, who wants to be stuck up there when you can't get easily to the grandkids wherever they might be located? Okay, so your top five best states.
And that's one factor. You mentioned family, friends. That's one thing that our rankings can't take into account, and that's a very personal decision. But Ohio and Missouri rounded out the top five. So Ohio was fourth, Missouri fifth in our ranking.
So Florida, Georgia, Michigan, Ohio, and Missouri. That's interesting. So those are the best states to retire when factoring in how far your retirement dollars will take you. What about states that aren't very attractive? You know, that who's on the worst list other than Alaska?
Yeah, we already mentioned Alaska. Maine, probably because of the weather primarily. California, just because of the very high cost of living. So If affordability is not an important factor to you, then maybe you would consider California. But we ranked, or we weighted affordability most heavily among the categories that we looked at. And so that pulled California down. New Mexico was another state that didn't do well. You know, good climate compared to other places, but dead last in crime.
And anybody wanting to flee to Mississippi and retire? Because I would imagine it's probably cheap.
Yes, Mississippi is the least expensive state in the union to live, has the lowest cost of living index, and I guess pretty good weather if you don't mind humidity and hot summers. But when we looked at a variety of factors, so then in a lot of other things in terms of just the public health a category we called well-being, Mississippi ranks poorly. Mississippi wound up 12th in our ranking just because it had such a good affordability score and also scored well in weather, but dead last the well-being category, next to last in the culture and diversity category. So it just really depends. I mean, we're throwing this out there sort of as food for thought. We're not expecting somebody's going to retire from Illinois to Mississippi based on the ranking they saw on Bankrate. But it is just sort of interesting to see how states stack up against one another when you throw in all these various data points.
Well, thanks for joining us, Jeff. Jeff Ostrowski, Bankrate analyst, about the states where your retirement dollars stretch the furthest. But Mary, wouldn't you say, and Steve, like if you were going to retire somewhere other than where you currently live, it would probably factor in your children or your grandchildren, right?
You know, there was a study out, and I don't think this came up in the interview, but that you're better off retiring near your friends than your family.
Why?
I don't remember all the details of it, but you have better health, not healthier, but, you know, a different sort of relationship with friendships than you do with family.
Yeah, socialization, I would assume, because otherwise you're just going to be babysitting all the time. But that's, I mean, I don't know, but who do you want to rather be with? I don't know. I want to be by my grandkids, so I'm going to cross the border to Wisconsin.
Yeah, I think most people want to be near their grandkids.
Closer. Yeah.
Yeah. They say Americans need more than $1 million in savings to live comfortably in retirement in 28 of the nation's largest metro areas. And I think that's where you see a lot of people. They get out of the cities because it's just cheaper elsewhere.
Sure. But who wants to live in Missouri?
Or Mississippi. I'm sorry. I don't want to be in Mississippi.
Well, Mississippi's got the... can I say Redneck Riviera?
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Is that where, like, the casinos are?
I don't know if that's Mississippi or Alabama.
Biloxi, Mississippi. Yeah. I've been there. Yeah. Great casinos.
Yeah, I know a lot of people that went to Alabama.
That stretch right beyond Pensacola from the Panhandle, that's pretty popular.
So $1 million in savings to live comfortably in retirement in 28 of the nation's largest metros. According to Magnify Money, for those who can't put that much away, retirees can live comfortably for less than $500,000 in McAllen, Texas, Jackson, Tennessee, Danville, Illinois, and Brownsville, Texas. Anybody dream of retiring in Danville?
No. I did see a movie during a snowstorm once in Danville. We were driving home, and it's like, and we needed 3 hours to let the snow get cleared up.
So you got to hang in Danville.
Yeah, they got a nice movie theater.
What was the movie?
It was about last night, the updated version with that comedian.
That comedian, Billy Crystal or
Kevin Hart?
Kevin Hart, yeah. Okay. It was the black cast versus the 1980s version.
Oh, interesting.
It was, especially sitting next to your teenage daughter.
They say 2.4 million Americans retired early during the height of the coronavirus pandemic. That's according to the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis. They did a study. A majority of those were baby boomers who had turned 62 and were be able to pull down their Social Security benefits. I don't know. Pretty tough to live on Social Security. I'll tell you what. We'll talk to Elise Glink. She's going to join us after 3 o'clock about that and everything else. She is the host of This Week in Wealth. And then about those statues, Steve came in and goes, Lisa, did you hear? Details about that coming up. And we'll talk to the person who authored the article for the Chicago Tribune about what is going to happen with these statues if they're not going to be put back up in the city of Chicago. Steve's news next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.